Hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday. Everybody, well,
what's today's hymn, sir?
Today's hymn is, let's see,
number 471.
Right, okay, what is that?
I don't know. You pick.
Glory, glory, we abound near glory.
I must be in a good mood because I asked for this.
Yeah, you did ask for that. And you got what you asked for, baby cakes.
That's the way
Jennifer
it is.
Jennifer Horne back from her weekend of gallanting and gallivanting.
Seeing George Strait.
Yeah, really? Is George Strait?
What?
Huh? Who?
George Strait? Yes, he's straight.
He is.
Weirdo.
I actually like George Strait a lot.
Thank greatest concert
Roberta
I've ever
Roberta doesn't even
seen.
Know who George Strait is.
No, I don't. No,
seriously? He's the number eight recording artist of all time.
Yeah. Number eight?
He
number
sold eight. The eighth most albums in
and
history.
Who are number one through seven?
I don't know. I have to look him up, but I just did his Wikipedia search
Beatles
earlier
would be
this
in there
week.
Yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Beatles would be in there, comma,
for sure.
Yesterday. I had a very interesting lunch. I was at the farmer's market in Los Angeles, and I was sitting there eating a piece of fish. And
by yourself?
I was by myself.
Okay.
There's a fellow across, sort of diagonally across from me, who had on a Fab Four shirt. So I was dying because of all the hoopla this week about the Beatles' 50th anniversary of them coming to New York, being on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Mm-hmm.
New York is all ablaze, Roberta Fasanelli will tell us, in focus on the Beatles. Big events, the weekends full of stuff. Anyway, it's kind of a cool thing. So this guy's showing this fellow he's doing business, obviously doing business, with all these pictures of him with the Beatles and various celebrities. But
on his T-shirt?
On the Beatles. No, he's got a briefcase full of pictures of him with the Beatles and other celebrities as well. Mm-hmm. Turns out that he came from Glasgow, Scotland, to our country at the same time the Beatles showed up. In other words, this weekend is his 50th anniversary of coming to this country to work in the television business. And he became kind of a hotshot TV producer. But his first, and he came here as a result of the Beatles coming here. And them setting up shop, he set up shop for a television station in Glasgow and never left. He set up a news. After, this was such big news on the British Isles that the folks in this major Glasgow television station felt that they needed to have a news bureau here after they saw the impact of what the Beatles did to America upon their first visit. That was how big it was. So this television company says, you know what? After all of this, we got to have a news bureau in America. So this fellow I had lunch with yesterday set it up and ran it for a number of years till he went off on in the purest, most wonderful spirit of America story. He set for, I guess, 12, 14 years, he ran this news office for whatever the television station was in Glasgow. And then he saw the opportunity to set up a shop that specialized in foreign stars coming to America trying to get media attention. And so this is the beauty of America. It really is. This guy got a green card, set up his business, and what he eventually became, Roberta, and the reason I'm telling you this story is because you've been in this business, he was basically a television morning tour guy. He was the first person to set up tours on television. That's what they call when you hear a lot of times the guests that are on the program are part of a morning tour. They're on a number of radio programs.
Radio
and sometimes
media
they
tour.
Do TV as well. So yes. He said he didn't do any radio. He just did television. And it was just really interesting to hear his story and see all the people that he'd run through it. But that's the reason I bring it up is because it's another great American. So where else in the world could you do something like that? Even today. Where else could you do this? As much as we denigrate the screwing up of what we've built here or what our ancestors have built, there still is great opportunity. And I think that that's really an example of it. Anyway, so the Beatles and their big deal, that's part of what this week is all about. That's getting to the weekend. Before we get to the weekend, we've got a storm to deal with. How is the weather in New York City this morning, Roberta?
It's not bad this morning, but we got the storm coming in. They could just
how much
issue
snow did you get
storm
yesterday?
Warnings.
Yeah, how much snow did you get?
I would say about 6 inches of snow, but it
really?
Quickly turned to slush, and then the slush froze overnight, so it's like
yucky.
A frozen tundra. It's like gray, just yucky stuff.
All right, so there's another one. I'm supposed to fly back to the East Coast tomorrow, which doesn't look like is going to happen.
Just save yourself the trouble. Well, you do this so much.
I had an important meeting tomorrow night, which probably also is going to get canceled. Yeah, so yeah. Now I got to figure out how to get to Dallas on Thursday, because I was supposed to go to Boston tomorrow, and then Dallas on Thursday, and back to Boston on Saturday.
The airports are full of Super Bowl people who never got out of town yesterday.
Well, there's a whole, this whole...
It's good for New York, actually.
...reality here.
No, they were stuck at the airport. They couldn't
They didn't even go to the hotels?
479 flight cancellations yesterday. 118 million Americans affected by the weather yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So if you're in business, see, this time of year, I travel a lot. Because there are various things that are part of me doing the program and other business things that I got to do. And so because the farm doesn't distract me, it's a good time for me to hustle from here to there. Except pretty much every time I've tried to do that since the beginning of January, there's been some storm in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was explaining this in the last hour. This is something that a lot of people don't think about or talk about. But the amount of money that the airlines, especially the legacy airlines, make with cancellation fees is insufferable, especially since
because you were sick, you don't ask, and so you had to cancel like three times.
I did
moving your thing.
Right. Well, it isn't even that. It's some of them will tell you like I had my flight back tomorrow was on Virgin because I couldn't get a seat on the American flights. So they say, oh, we can rebook you and it won't cost you anything. Like they should even offer. Why wouldn't that be part of what's assumed? Except if you call American, I guarantee you today to change things around that are not immediately the result of the weather of that day, they're going to try to whack you for $200. Because that's the way they run their business.
They, I mean, even if they charged you once for a change to an itinerary, okay. But then, like, you know, if you have to change it a couple of times, come
right.
on.
Yeah. And this is the kind of stuff that sends people so into the ozone about, and you hear, oh, the merger of American and USA is going to give you more opportunity and cheaper fares. Do you know what a crock that is? How much of a big lie that sort of stuff is? And yet we fall for it as Americans. We have the Justice Department looking into these things. They say, oh, this is going to work out just fine for the consumer. Really, airfares are up on average this year alone 18% over last year. What's the inflation rate? Oh, 1%. So that means you're getting gouged for 17%. Airlines say, oh, look at all of them. They'll go bankrupt. They don't go bankrupt because they don't make any money. They go bankrupt because their management... I'm stopping using the word that begins with an S because I was told it sounds crude. So instead of the word that begins with S that has a U, a C, a K, and an S in it, what else could I use? Their management leaves a lot to be desired. How's that?
They stink.
The management stinks.
It's a pew pocket.
Yeah, stinks. Anyway, so that's one of the things you have to deal with the realities of the wintry weather that is affecting so many people. I think we're going to move on. I think we've had enough Super Bowl conversation, have we not? Haven't we all?
There's a little bit enough? In the TV report, but then we'll move on.
Yeah, there's a big TV report, actually, in this hour. And Roberta, in just a moment, is going to bring us her update with the Queen of Cheap report. We have a special from Bruno Mars.
We do.
What a combination. The Waffle House and Bruno Mars together.
I love Bruno Mars's bars.
Mars bars. Okay, so stand by for that on Good Day.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See store OfficeMax.com for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Oh, this is where I do the Exergen tag?
Preferably.
Really? What is this music playing?
You're on, Mr.
Like now. I'm playing the organ, Doug. Just shh.
Really? That sounds like a piano to me.
It is my electric piano. Really? Hurry. Oh, running out. My fingers are getting tired.
Uh-huh. And you have such nice fingers.
Thank you.
There are these tips that we are posting every day. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The Exergen tips. These are health tips that are aimed at helping you deal with the cold weather and the things that happen this time of year in the way of colds and flu, that sort of thing. So, Kenny, we got some parents and grandparents' tips. The bottom, the offshoot of this, by the way, is that you're eligible for a $1,000 giveaway and a $50 blanket that we give away every week. And then the grand prize winner is going to get, for all of these people that have sent in their various health tips for the cold and flu season, you're going to be eligible for a $1,000 drawing for a trip to go anywhere you want to go. It's kind of a cool thing. So, Kenny, what do you have there? Anything that smacks of something that really is efficient?
Yeah, I think so. Today's tip is from Linda. She says, my grandfather was a physician. He always kept windows open in the winter because fresh air through the house is best.
It really
when
is.
People said that cold causes you to be sick, he always answered, then how can there be Eskimos?
Yep. No, it really is. It's very true. And the cows are much healthier in the wintertime because of the fresh air, as long as it's not moist, damp. And so Exergen's got you covered with these tips. You can check them out again, facebook.com/Good Day Show. And if you would like to be eligible, send us a tip. You get the weekly prize and or the grand prize eligibility by participating. Right now, Roberta Fasanelli, brought to you by Kohl's.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
All right, Roberta, let's get to it.
Okay, a bunch of freebies for you today. Let's start with free Maxwell House coffee. We have some samples for you. Tell you how to get that at DougSteffen.com at the Queen of Cheap section. Then if you wear contact lenses, we have free BioTrue contact lens solution. It's a sample. They want you to try it. Go answer a few questions, and we tell you how to do that at DougSteffen.com. Just for Doug, coupons for free waffles at a Waffle House.
They have them in Dallas, so I'll get one. Maybe I'll get one and have one in Dallas.
Pick up a couple of coupons. Take your lovely lady out for free waffles on Valentine's Day. The coupon's good until then.
Yeah, that's just exactly what you want.
We also have free Valentine's Day cards, do-it-yourself and printable cards. This is great for the kiddies to make up cards for their classmates. And Bruno Mars wants to give you a free MP3 download, just the way you are. It's at Google Play. Get it absolutely free, and we tell you where to go at DougSteffen.com, Queen of Cheap section. All there. Right. Check it out.
So Bruno Mars is a star, apparently. He's done a lot to advance his career.
He's an incredible performer.
Yeah. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now 23 and change after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In their latest video, the group Paramore thought it would be fun to see how many world records they could break. So our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com has us watching them have some fun breaking some pretty unusual world records as they sing their new song, Ain't It Fun. So we have the song, and you can listen to it as you go to DougSteffen.com if you'd like to do that, to watch what they're doing to break these world records. What attracted you to this, Kenny? Because I know you were, it's sometimes hard to come up with the really good videos of the day. Why did this one grab you?
Because I know it's becoming hackneyed to say it, but it's going viral. A lot of people are talking about it. They're having such a good time breaking all these goofy Guinness World Records.
What's one of the goofiest from your position? What do you think was goofy?
I don't remember the exact phrasing of it, but walking backwards holding however many stuffed animals while blindfolded.
That would be goofy.
Really?
I'd agree.
And what's wrong, by the way, with being foolish?
Nothing. I love it.
Crank it up, Michael. So speaking of silly things, there's the story today at DougSteffen.com from today's show. Canadian, why are you, what, shut the movie? The music's good. Just don't drown me out, Michael. The story of a snowboarder in Russia tweeting a picture of a warning sign in one of the toilets in the Olympic stands.
Oh, no.
That warns people not to go fishing in the toilets.
Oh. Who would do that?
Snowboarder Sebastian Toutant was in Sochi. That's how you pronounce it, Sochi,
Sochi.
Right? Sochi. Tweeted a picture from inside the bathroom at the Olympic Biathlon Center of a warning sign depicting a person demonstrating banned behavior,
that's
including
funny.
Standing on the toilet, fishing in the toilet, and then other things that I'm not going to describe.
Now, if you're fishing in the toilet, like for fish?
I don't even think I want to speculate on that.
The cartoon image is of someone with a fishing rod.
Yeah, fishing rod.
Mm-hmm. So, if that's not... Now, I don't know what the height of foolishness is here today. Jennifer has a story on Betty White, who's going to guest star in a popular television venue next Monday, in the television report in the next half hour. But there's also a story at DougSteffen.com today, and it actually is the subject of our poll. This is, again, where if you think that the human condition is indicative of us being on the high level of the food chain, you may want to sort of regroup when it comes to that. There's a story of a middle school student in Kennebunk, Maine, who suffered second-degree burns when her iPhone caught fire in her pants pocket just before a class last Friday. She's an eighth grader, got burns on one of her thighs, and her back was taken to a hospital. Her mother said, quote, "I was a bit in shock when the school notified her about the fire. She preferred not to release her daughter's name, 14 years old, sat down just before her first period French class. She said she and her friends were talking, and they heard a pop from the Apple iPhone." Apparently, this is a Christmas present that she had. Anyway, she's recovering after the iPhone caught fire. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com, where do you keep your mobile phone? In your purse?
Not
in your pocket? In your hand? Or wherever you feel it needs to be at that moment? 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your pet an overeater? You know, an overeater generally is bored to tears. Nothing else in life other than food has any major interest for him, so he devours everything he receives and then demands even more. If the pet doesn't get his food fixed, some may even become aggressive and demanding. Like the nervous eater, the overeater may growl over his bowl, staunchly protecting while he eats. The attitude there is, I want this, I got it, and nobody's going to take it away from me. This type of growling generally is a bluff, but you still got to be careful. Let me explain what I do. You know, dogs are, and our cats for that matter, are fed by us. We're in control over their food. So we put down their food once or twice a day. It goes in the same spot every single day, and they look forward to it. And it makes sense that they may become protective. Here's what I do with my dogs. Try this out. I give them the same amount of food, but instead of feeding them in one dish, I feed them out of two dishes separated on different ends of the room so they always know there's food around and there's no need to be protective. All more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Today, well, it would be my hope that you are in a good place, good mood, all that good stuff. Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with the top stories of the day. Big news from the world of television. I think one of the things that I want to get from you, Jennifer, is your read. Jennifer and her family run the CRN digital office in Los Angeles, which is basically a service provider for the big cable companies around the country. With audio, they are...
We distribute radio to multiple platforms.
There we go. I like that, Jenna. That's very good. And who crafted that message? You or your father?
Who do you think?
Yeah.
But my dad sure uses it all the time. Every time he gets a chance, he likes that one.
There's my daughter, and she's... what's that song, Loudon Wainwright? The one that played...
My daughter in the water.
Wedding? What is it? What's the... That's my daughter.
In the water.
In the water. That's my daughter, and she. I taught her, or whatever it is. It's a good line. See if you can find the song, Michael. I haven't heard it for a while. I want Jennifer to talk about the Time Warner cable fiasco.
They got in trouble again.
Well, yesterday, the Super Bowl, they dropped out in Los Angeles County, and all they're doing is giving people a voucher for something free. The people
like
here are outraged.
I know.
They are the worst PR. They're worse than the airlines. You can imagine any. Basically, think about Delta and United and American, and then, you know, take the bad PR and the way they run their businesses, multiply that by about 10, and you have Time Warner, which apparently is going to get bought up for about $60
billion. Yeah, and this is a great thing
dollars.
Not all cable providers are clueless like this. There are many great cable providers out there. You know, Cox Cable and Charter, Comcast. And so Charter and Comcast are trying to get together, allegedly, and buy Time Warner, which I think would be good because Time Warner, I mean, it's a big company. It's not just cable. It's Time Magazine. It's Time Inc. It's publishing. It's cable networks. I mean, they own a lot of stuff. So maybe it'll help.
Let's hope. 888-302-3684 is always the way to be in touch with us. Email to Roberta or Jennifer or Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. And Kenny's minding the social media store. What do we have going on there in general, Kenny?
Some conversation about Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, it's understandable. What are they saying?
We were talking earlier about, Jared... Padalecki from Supernatural, who had posted that he didn't think it was sad, that it was senseless and stupid that he threw his life away on drugs.
And I said selfish. Yep.
Yeah. Ken says that the another Ken says the actor's death is a lesson on how not to live. Mickey says that Jared's right. He's also entitled to his own opinion when it's not that far from the truth. What's the issue?
Is there an issue? The issue is that people have taken a shot at this guy for saying what he was thinking. It's the same as people expressing themselves about the Coca-Cola commercial. Okay, so
they
didn't like it for XYZ.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that a person doesn't have... That's what's really failing in the conversation in our country. All the people that want to shut down, including a lot of talk radio hosts, who want to shut down dissent, disagreement, argument, if that's what you want to call it, the people who don't agree, shut them down, send them home, throw them away. That's so un-American. And that just begs the question of whether you really even understand what it is like, what the real meaning of being an American is. Anyway, go ahead, Kenny. What else?
Marie says, I don't know who he is, but I will say this. Any death is sad. He has a family that loves him, and unkind remarks hurt the family, whether we think the remarks are true or not.
It wasn't really unkind, though.
No, it wasn't unkind at all.
He didn't say, good, I'm glad he's dead.
No.
I mean, he said, sad.
Actually, what he said was very poignant.
Now, this is kind of interesting, just in the same vein. I don't know if you guys saw this today, but this kid from Desperate Housewives, he grew up with child stars named Sean Pyfrom. He played Marsha Cross's son on Desperate Housewives. Andrew is his character's name. And I guess he fought. He's an alcoholic and a drug addict, and he went to Tumblr, which is where all of the young people are now on social media. It's not really Facebook. It's Tumblr now.
Yeah.
And he said yesterday he celebrated his 5 months of sobriety, and he did this open letter and said, I've considered what's at stake for myself by sharing this, but I find myself without regard for that. I won't allow my selfish needs to get in the way of potentially reaching another human being's life. He shared this after hearing about Philip Seymour Hoffman dying. He said he could not, he said, quote, now, could not hear of another person being robbed of their life due to addiction. Knowing that I stayed quiet about mine, knowing that if by sharing my story I could potentially save a life and didn't, that I would no longer be able to look myself in the mirror with the same pride I've allowed myself to have for overcoming the thing that almost took my life. I think that's very positive. I mean, you put yourself in a vulnerable spot when you have these addiction issues and you are sober and you say, here it is. You put it out there, but maybe that's the good that'll come from Philip Seymour Hoffman's death if it helps jar some young people's state of mind anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Kenny, anything else that you want us to comment on or hear?
Just heard back from Linda, today's Exergen winner. So,
oh, good.
So that was nice.
Very nice.
She was listening, and she was very excited that she won today.
How many of you know the story of Jose Salvador Alvarenga?
Bless you.
Nope.
Jose Salvador Alvarenga. He is probably the best example of a real-life castaway. He got back ashore yesterday after spending more than a year lost at sea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had long hair, if you saw the picture, scruffy beard, washed up on one of the Marshall Islands, very remote area of the Pacific, 5,500 miles from Mexico.
Unbelievable.
A storm blew his boat off course during a shark fishing trip off the coast of Mexico in December of 2012.
Wow.
So this guy, think about this for a second. Think about Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway. This guy was out on the Pacific for 13 months eating fish, birds, turtles.
I thought
drank
he looked
bird
too,
blood to quench his thirst.
A little too well-fed for someone who was out that long. If you look at him, he doesn't look emaciated or anything. He looks, you know, like he's enjoyed a couple of good meals.
Really? Maybe he ate the teenager that went with him. He died.
Oh, God, ew. You can't say that.
Well, of course I can say that. That,
so
I mean, that's the implication.
He ate the guy that went with him?
Roberta said something that was just as outrageous. Why don't you
look
mock her?
Picture. Look at his picture. Yeah. And you tell me.
Roberta said he ate a kid, though.
No, she didn't say he ate a kid, but she's suggesting.
Just a little too well
what
fed.
She's saying is this is a scam. That's what Roberta's saying.
I know.
This is a scam. So is it? Officials are hoping to verify his story. Why? Why would officials have any interest in this whatsoever? Officials are trying to verify? Well, what's that got to do with anybody in official capacity in government? What's that got to do with them? Any movie rights or private transactions? None of the government's business.
Yeah, if he didn't break any laws, who cares if he's telling the truth or not?
Yeah, I don't care whether he's telling the truth or not. Interesting story.
And well, how do they know this travel companion really starved to death?
And who's going to be, who's the authority in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? What government's in charge of the Pacific Ocean?
God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if, so Michael's got an interesting one here. What if he went out to murder that guy, threw him overboard?
Yeah.
It was his cousin, for God's sakes.
Well, it doesn't mean anything.
So?
Listen to this. Listen to how sick we've become. Everything
your
we look at
on
like
these
is,
pretty cement boot shoes.
Look at this.
Did you see the part where he says he drank his own urine?
No, he drank some blood. I didn't see him drinking urine. Oh, my God.
I mean, go to NBCNews.com, and right on the front page, there's a picture of this dude. And he does not look skinny. Sorry.
Okay. Don't be sorry. How about the Australian Olympic Committee getting letters threatening to kidnap Austrian athletes? How many people have got their trip booked?
Start with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Sick of him.
All right. 50-year-old homeless man believed to have been attacked by a mountain lion in California. Unidentified man suffered severe injuries. He was injured near a makeshift shelter near Highway 74 in Paris. Where is that? Jennifer, I never heard
Paris
of
it. Paris is near Riverside.
Really? So
yeah, it's Riverside,
far.
San Bernardino County.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Authorities have placed baited traps in an attempt to catch the lion, have warned residents in the area to be on the lookout. You can be sure Peter will be in, by the end of the day, Peter's going to be into this act in one way or another. Peter is going to be in on this act. There are lions all over the place out here. Hello, we have pushed them out of their habitat. That doesn't mean they, we ought to let them come eat everybody that's around. But we tend to have this sort of universal look at these guys. It's like the Native Americans. We shot as many of them as we could to get them out of the way because they were in our way expanding into America. So here the mountain lions have lived in peace until we come in and decide to develop all the mountains. So what's their natural way of responding to that? Eat whatever is in the way of them living.
Now they're just going to have to run for office like the rest of the lions.
Jennifer,
yes,
text the television news in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88weirdspice.com.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
This portion of the program brought to you in part by Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of. Terrible sentence. Wrote this. Not the same advertising agency that did the Coca-Cola spot, right?
Never.
Amazing what you are. It is. What's the best way of saying it? It's amazing of what you are capable of.
That of which you are capable is amazing.
Yes, thank you very much, Mark. That
all right, so the Super Bowl, guys. It was a blowout. I know this is surprising, but the Seattle Seahawks' dominant performance, defeating the Denver Broncos 43-8, if you missed that score, was the most watched Super Bowl in a long time,
the
basically.
First part of it was. The second part was least watched.
111.5 million people. That was the average audience. More than any television program in U.S. history.
No, but let's get it right. It's the first part of the game.
Dougie, I'm reading you from the ratings right now.
I don't care what you're reading me from. There's another piece of paper that you can find that shows how the audience dropped off by 40%.
Average audience was 111.5 million people. It surpassed the previous record, which was 111.3, which was set by the Super Bowl, the Giants facing off the Patriots on NBC. The game also was the most watched program ever on Fox. It broke the 111 million viewer mark for the network. So there you go.
I don't agree with that. I've seen a lot of different things that disagree with that completely.
Well, that's just the story.
Well, the story from one source, but that doesn't mean that it's like the guy from Mexico on the boat.
Right.
We believe that he was the guy.
Those numbers could have been true, and then people could have tuned out, but it still was the biggest thing for Fox ever.
Well, for Fox,
it was the biggest thing for Fox ever.
Where was the Super Bowl last year, on NBC?
It was on Fox last year, too.
Was it?
Yeah. I think. And then NBC before that. All right, Betty White is in the news, and you can find the story over at DougStephan.com. She's about to go where no Golden Girl has gone before. She's headed to the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. She currently stars on TV Land's Hot in Cleveland. She's now going to guest star on Monday Night Raw on February 10th. Love her. Love her.
Old lady.
What comes out of that?
Raw made the announcement yesterday, much to the delight of lots of fans who launched a Facebook petition back in 2010 urging Betty to step into the ring. Now, she is probably not going to fight anybody, but I bet you anything she'll throw a steel chair. What do you think?
Really?
Come on.
She's 90 how old?
92, right? 91, 92?
What's the oldest wrestler, either male or female, that's ever been in the ring?
One of the oldest women was Mae Young and the Fabulous Moolah. Both of them actually wrestled into their 80s, I believe.
Really?
Yep.
And how do you know that? That's
because I'm a wrestling fan, Roberta. I know lots of weird things about wrestling.
Really?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Dr. Phil has been accused of slavery, abuse, and false imprisonment. Did you see this suit?
I did not.
Dr. Phil has been slapped with a lawsuit by a Missouri couple claiming that McGraw exploited the fact that their daughter had solicited sex on the Internet and ultimately had her virtually incarcerated in a private prison rather than provide useful psychological counseling.
Well, that's crazy.
Lawsuit filed in Utah. Couple claims their daughter identified as SM in the suit and a female friend, both 15. Well, I'm not going to tell you what they did, but this is very interesting. The kind of, you wonder whether this is good publicity, the old adage, all publicity is good publicity. It's just good
this
for
this isn't so great for Dr. Phil.
I don't know. He's a creep. I've always thought he was a creep.
A little weird.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who's not weird?
Who's that?
The stars of Sharknado.
Really?
Oh?
Sci-Fi is bringing back the Sharknado because it was like an internet phenomenon. It was crazy. So it's coming back for the second one, Sharknado Part 2. Tara Reid and Ian Ziering also set to star. And it will be out in July. Set
very
your calendars.
Funny. 51 after the hour and good day.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Time now, 53 after the hour on Good Day. You may have been underwhelmed by the Super Bowl and the most unexciting commercial offerings that were there, because there were a lot of people who thought most of the commercials were pretty bland. But there was one commercial that aired, and yet was mostly ignored by the Monday morning quarterbacks. This one commercial has our Startups in Action reporter Mike Hayes jumping for joy about what he believes it means for startup entrepreneurs everywhere. Let's listen in.
Welcome to Startups in Action, the hot perks and hot picks of crowdfunding show. If you don't already know, the world is falling in love with the crowdfunding campaigners we focus on here on our hot perks and hot picks of crowdfunding show. I recently reported on Sparta Footwear going from crowdfunding startup onto A&E TV networks into their highly rated Duck Dynasty show. Well, today's blockbuster news is even bigger, much bigger. I recently interviewed Stanford University grad Debbie Sterling as a hot pick during her crowdfunding campaign launch for Goldieblocks, which went on to raise far more money than she'd even asked for. Well, now get this. If you're one of the nearly 97 million viewers who watched this past Sunday's Super Bowl for both the game and the unique ads, you saw the crowdfunded project named Goldieblocks make their Super Bowl broadcast premiere. Wow, what a rocket blast ride for these young women from Stanford University onto crowdfunding and now onto their own commercial running out a Super Bowl TV ad at a cost of $4.5 million. You know, over my years of interviewing the most successful entrepreneurs, I've verified time and again that media exposure always plays a key role in their financial success. I had the chance to interview Debbie and her associates in the early stages of their successful crowdfunding campaign launch, even before they had the actual product or manufacturing.
I actually wrote and illustrated a story about the Goldieblocks girl inventor and her many friends and her first machine, which I just arbitrarily chose a belt drive, and started prototyping it with thread spools and a pegboard and dowels, stuff I found around the house and in the hardware store. And I met Sydney, who's with me now, and a couple other women who studied design research at Cornell, and they helped me test the prototype with over 100 kids over the course of a few months, we went into the homes of 40 different families in three schools and just kept modifying the prototype based on what we learned by observing the kids play with it.
You had already learned about crowdfunding from your previous volunteer experience. Is that the case?
Yeah, I did. And it became a huge success, and it was definitely inspiration for the crowdfunding approach that I'm taking now with Building Blocks. I decided to launch Building Blocks via Kickstarter in the hope that it would be kind of the big buzz-building opportunity, because my ultimate goal is to get Building Blocks on the shelves of stores. But it's very hard to do that as an independent toy maker who no one's ever heard of. And I knew that it was a powerful story about my background as an engineer and my childhood. And so I knew if I was able to tell that story on Kickstarter in a way that could really capture people's hearts, that that would be kind of a genuine, authentic way to launch what the brand really is and get people excited about it, prove that people want this, and get some PR so that stores will take it more seriously. That was the idea.
And how much have you raised so far, and what's your goal?
Our goal is $150,000, which is what we need to do our first production run. And right now we're at $136,000.
How long did it take to reach the $136,000 mark?
4 days. Me and my team here spent a lot of time researching Kickstarter, knowing that you can't just put a video up and cross your fingers. You really have to spread the word and have to make sure people see it.
Well, in terms of getting people to see it, Debbie, you've accomplished that. A Super Bowl commercial of your own. What an amazing badge for Goldie Blocks to carry forward in your marketing and distribution. Goldie Blocks ad appeared alongside some of the biggest brands in the world, such as Budweiser, Cheerios, and Coca-Cola. Super Bowl commercials typically are dominated by big brands that can afford the hefty price tag. With all the national publicity, Debbie's crowdfunding campaign went on to raise $285,000 of other people's money to use to manufacture, launch, and grow Goldie Blocks so she can send all of the backers her first products off the assembly line. Visit crowdfundingintelligence.com. Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to learn more and how to be featured on our Hot Pert and Hot Picks of Crowdfunding, visit crowdfundingintelligence.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining us.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.